What is up, everybody? It's Deborah, your host over at the Social Marketing Advice Podcast, and I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but the holiday season is actually typically pretty busy for me, and I know it's been a little bit since I've recorded, but I appreciate you coming back to check out the podcast. I have put in some deep dive information into today's episode, and I have packed it full of helpful tips and ways to boost your organic reach online. I know firsthand how frustrating it can be running a business and it just not being easy enough for people to find your business and your name online. You've probably spent a lot of money and time building a website, creating a logo, brand colors, fonts, maybe even spending some money on ads, and you're probably still questioning why people still can't find you organically online. Well, friends, there is this lovely thing in the marketing world called SEO. And while many talk about SEO all the time, too many do not understand what it actually is. So, to start on today's episode, let me just share the technical definition of SEO. First off, SEO stands for search engine optimization. And SEO is the process of improving the quality and quantity of website traffic to a website or a web page from search engines. A key thing to also understand about SEO is that it targets unpaid traffic rather than direct traffic or paid traffic. So let me repeat that. A key thing to understand is that SEO targets unpaid traffic rather than direct traffic or paid traffic. Now, I've broken down kind of the six key aspects of SEO. I want to break them down individually for you so you understand, you know, the key levels to SEO and the different ways that you can kind of increase your success with SEO. Now, number one is going to be content optimization, and that honestly can mean a variety of things, but in the SEO space, content optimization means creating and modifying content so that it's engaging and relevant to the intended audience. At the end of the day, you got to know who your audience is, who's actually visiting your business, who do you want to do business that you aren't doing business with already. You know, this could include using relevant keywords, creating quality content, and ensuring that the content provides value to the users that are visiting your website. That is absolutely critical. I've been to a lot of websites online, I'm sure you have too, and you've probably seen a couple of different things. One is some people don't have a website, and that just blows my mind in today's world. Your website is almost your personal billboard, and truthfully, if you have a crappy website or no website at all, you're actually losing business. And because people will go look you up and you don't look legitimate, you don't look like you have your stuff together, you don't look like, you know, honestly, you're busy, and a busy business brings more customers naturally. So you got to do everything in your power as a business owner to really make your business look legitimate. In the world of constant scams, everybody's worried about their data and information. You have to look legit. And your website is an absolutely critical piece of your business. If you don't have one, you got to go get one. But based on that number one content optimization, you really have to dig into who your audience is and then develop an SEO strategy around that within your website. Truthfully, the more content and the more valuable the content you have, the higher, better, faster results you're going to get out of SEO. Now, the second aspect of SEO I want to talk about is keyword research. It is super important to take the time to try to identify and use the right keywords in your website that potential customers are actually using in search engines. You have to really put yourself in the user or the customer's shoes and think about what are these people actually typing into Google and what's the frequency? How many people are looking at that same search result? And you have to really kind of create a strategy around the keywords that you're going to be implementing and continue to implement across your website. This, at the end of the day, just helps in aligning your content with user searches, which will, again, at the end of the day, help increase your organic reach. Now, the third key aspect of SEO is called on-page SEO. Now, this is where you can optimize your individual web pages to help rank them higher and earn more relevant traffic. This could be like, you know, upgrading your page titles, their headers, your meta descriptions, and the page's content. And if you don't even know what I'm talking about, don't worry. SEO is extremely complicated. And it took me years to really wrap my brain around how these search engines actually operate. So at the end of the day, working with someone like me might be a benefit. You may not even want to know about all of this SEO stuff, but at the end of the day, keep listening because you at least need to have a general understanding of what SEO is and ideally the steps you can take to improve your organic search results. So back to number three on on-page SEO. Now this is where, you know, again, I mentioned you can update those page titles, the headers, the meta descriptions. A lot of that actually, believe it or not, is behind the scenes of your website. So there's all kinds of places, whether you're a WordPress website or a Webflow website or a GoDaddy website, whatever platform you're using to host your website, there are actually behind the scenes sections that hold things like the meta description. And those are actually things that will help basically get in front of these search engines much faster, but it's got to be accurate and it's got to be correct based on your audience, your goals, and your business. So number three, on-page SEO for sure is important. And truthfully, you could do a couple tweaks that could make a ton of difference. Now, number four as a key aspect of SEO is going to be off-page SEO. So we just talked about on-page. Now we're going to talk about off-page. So off-page SEO is basically the activities that you're conducting outside of the website that will help improve its search engine rankings. For instance, you've probably heard people talking about link building. The more links that you can backlink, for example, in a blog on your website that are relevant links and high quality links are actually going to help increase your organic search. So that is a big thing for off-page SEO is link building, but valuable link building. Social media marketing and influencer marketing. And obviously, any kind of marketing you're doing, it needs to be driven back to your website. Now, I know on social media, there's a lot of people that say, you know, Facebook, for example, doesn't like links. If you look at most of the posts that Facebook likes to serve organically, probably like 95% of them don't have links on them because Facebook at the end of the day doesn't want you to, you know, get people off of their platform to go somewhere else. So at the end of the day, I understand it, but there are clever ways that you can drop your website link, whether it's in the comments or you're sending email campaigns out. You know, your website needs to be the forefront of your business because when people are like, should I hire this person? Should I reach out to this person? One of the key places these people are going is your website. And when you are a business that needs business, your website has to be on point. Now I'm going to jump to number five of a key aspect of SEO, and that is technical SEO. I do not want to go down a rabbit hole on this because this is truthfully where the experts shine. So technical SEO is essentially where you focus on the technical aspects of a website that affect its actual rankings. That could mean the site speed, the mobile friendliness of the website, the indexing, the crawlability of it, the site architecture, and even the security. So all of those elements are important to basically make sure that when these search engines are coming and looking at your website and crawling all over it and seeing the value you're presenting to the market, they want to make sure that it's legitimate. It's not scammy. You've actually gotten things, you know, the way it needs to function to also protect the end user who Google is going to ideally be sending to your website. So that technical SEO point is pretty important. But last but not least is number six, and that is user experience. You may also see this referenced as UX. Now, user experience is all about, you know, making sure the people that are coming to your website are having a good experience. So, because honestly, that can indirectly affect SEO if they are not. So this includes the actual design of your website, how easy it is for people to navigate it on a desktop, on a mobile device, on a tablet, and even how fast your pages are loading. If you do not have a high quality server that your website is being hosted on and it takes 25 seconds to load your website, or longer, dare I say, you're out of the game. People's attention spans don't last. If your website just keeps hitting that terrible circle of death where it just says loading, loading, people are gone. And they're going to go to your competitor who's next on the list on Google. So ensuring that your website has a really clean, simple, but easy to use user experience is absolutely critical in today's world. Now, I know that trying to determine the most beneficial elements to focus on first can be super overwhelming. Most of you have probably already tuned me out a little bit, especially if you are not in this marketing space. But again, it's important to at least understand as a business owner the general basics of SEO, and at least it gives you a little bit of a path forward to make sure that you're doing the right things to increase your organic search results. And while that is a long game, I promise you, in the long future, you are going to see a difference. Trying to determine the most beneficial elements to focus on first, I know you're probably overwhelmed. And while the ultimate answer really depends on the current state of your website and your goals, I at least want to give you my personal recommendation for what you should do first, second, and third. I know I shared six different things, but I want to at least give you three things that I believe the general business should at least start with. Now, first, I'm going to recommend focusing on that technical SEO. In my opinion, this should be your initial focus. If your website is not technically sound, other SEO efforts are not going to be as effective. So this is a good place to start. Key aspects of this include ensuring your website is mobile friendly, it has fast loading times, it's secure, and is easily crawlable by search engine bots. So when you take the time to fix all these little technical issues, this truthfully ensures that your site is accessible and indexable by search engines, which is critical. The second thing I would recommend focusing on is that content optimization and keyword research. I kind of combine these because they really truthfully go hand in hand. But once your site is technically sound, focus on content. That includes high quality, relevant content, because that is the backbone of effective SEO. High quality, relevant content. So start with keyword research to understand what your target audience is searching for. Then create or optimize your content around those keywords. This includes making sure your headings, your titles, your meta descriptions are optimized, and that content should provide value. It needs to be engaging, fun to read, and address the search intent of your audience. So content optimization paired with that keyword research is going to be critical. And again, it will take some time to put these elements together, but I promise you will not regret it. Third on my recommendation list is to focus on that on-page SEO. So after improving your content and the technical pieces, focus on the on-page elements. So this includes optimizing your URLs, using internal linking strategies, and ensuring that each page has optimized tags and images. That on-page SEO helps search engines understand your content better, and honestly, it can significantly improve your site's visibility and search results. So that's a win-win, right? So after those three steps, you can then continue on to enhance your SEO strategy by focusing on off-page SEO, such as building quality backlinks and continuously improving that user experience. Now, remember, this SEO marketing option is an ongoing process. A lot of people think this is a one-time thing. You're going to pay somebody a couple $1,000s to do all these elements and you're done with it. But that is not the case. It is not a one-time task. This is something that is always changing, always updating. So you really have to have somebody in tune with what's going on and that can make these critical changes as they come about. Now, search engine algorithms and user behaviors change over time. So again, it's important to keep those SEO strategies up to date. Next, I want to dig into the power of blogging. And this is kind of playing off of that content optimization strategy. Having a blog on your website or on a third-party platform is a very powerful thing. Believe it or not, people are still reading. And while so many think that blogs are dead, you are wrong. If your content is fun to read, it's engaging and informative, it's going to be a win for you. And in case you don't believe me, listen to these couple impressive stats. Did you know that a whopping 61% of Americans are spending three times more consuming blog content than they do checking emails. That's crazy. But it's true. In the age where our inboxes are overflowing with unopened emails, blogs have actually become the new frontier of leisure reading. Blogs offer an opportunity to tap into varied topics, share personal stories, and even in-depth insights, turning readers into enthusiastic explorers in a world of words. So the next time you're about to check your email for the umpteenth time, maybe take a detour to a blog instead and see where the words take you. Now, out of the 1.9 million websites that make up the internet, did you know that more than 600 million of those are blogs? That's right, over a third of the internet is buzzing with those same thoughts, stories, and insights from bloggers around the world. This incredible number is a testament to the power of blogging, a world where everyone from your next door neighbor to multinational corporations are vying for that piece of the digital storytelling pie. I actually know a realtor down in Florida that has literally built a lot of his real estate business off of blogging. He blogs about everything, the market changes, showcasing properties through blogs. There's even a Facebook post that I see constantly. I can't even remember the name of it, but it's basically a real estate agent that shares really cool properties around their area. And that gets a lot of attention. And so you really think outside the box, but you can also incorporate that into blogs. So the next time you might be surfing the web, just remember that you are sailing through an ocean of over 600 million blogs, each with a unique voice on the internet. Now, listen to this. Did you know that having a blog on your website can boost your chances of ranking higher in search engine results by a staggering 434%? Yes, you heard that right. 434%. It is literally like you attached a rocket booster to your website's SEO and blast off to the moon. Imagine your website being kind of like a little bookstore, right? It's hidden. It's on a little side street. You get some frequent customers, a little bit of visitor traffic, but then you add a blog to it. And suddenly it's like having a huge billboard on the busiest highway, directing a flood of traffic to your door. Now, this incredible surge in visibility isn't just a small leap. It's a giant SEO leap for your site, and blogs are not just digital diaries anymore. They are powerful ways that can catapult your online presence into the stratosphere. So, if your website is missing out on this 434% advantage, it is time to start blogging. Now, on the verge of the new year of 2024, of course, SEO is going to continue to evolve. And there are several key aspects that I think small businesses like yours may not be fully aware of, but I want you to definitely pay attention. So here are a few of them. Number one is going to be the importance of that user experience. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I cannot express how important this is. Google's algorithm updates all the time. And truthfully, Google's goal is to prioritize user experience. So this includes that loading speed, mobile responsiveness, intuitive navigation, and just overall engagement. So businesses need to ensure that their website is not just optimized for search engines, but it also provides a smooth and enjoyable experience. Pretty basic, but again, I can't express how critical it is. And so many people do not focus on that. Next is going to be actually voice search optimization. Now, I don't know about you, but I love what the future of voice looks like. More and more of us are starting to use voice to search for things since it saves time. And with the rising use of voice-activated devices like smartphones, smart speakers, and virtual assistants, optimizing for voice search is becoming crucial. Now, this involves focusing on natural human language. So it's like question-based queries and local SEO because many voice searches are local in nature. I love that piece because too many are forgetting about the future of voice and the things that you can do today that could impact your business in 20 years from now. So next on my list is actually local SEO for local businesses. So for small businesses that are serving local communities, that local SEO is more important than ever. This includes having a Google My Business profile, having local keywords, local backlinks, and ensuring that the NAP, NAP, which stands for name, address, and phone number, listings are consistent across the web. If your name, address, and phone number, your NAP, is not consistent on Facebook, compared to your website, to your Google business page, Google is not going to trust that you're legitimate. So that name, address, and phone number needs to be the same across every single platform, every single channel, period. No need to talk about that further. Just go do it. So next on my list is called the EAT principle. E-A-T. So E stands for expertise, A stands for authoritativeness, and T stands for trustworthiness. So Google emphasizes the importance of content quality. So small businesses need to start focusing on producing high quality, authoritative content that establishes their expertise and gains trust from both the users and the search engines. You got to care 50-50, 50%. You got to care about user experience, 50%. You got to make sure you got that strategy for search engines. Next is going to be talking about long form content. And truthfully, long form content is technically considered better for engagement. Long form tends to rank better and engage users more effectively. So small businesses should consider creating comprehensive, in-depth content that provides real value to readers. For example, a very in-depth relocation guide. If you're a realtor, a mortgage lender, you work in the real estate space, you know, a guide that shows everything they need to know. You need to like essentially pretend that you're moving to a new city and you know nothing, know no one. What would you want inside of this guide? You want to make sure you have all the contact information and options for your utilities. You want to make sure you know about all the local, you know, stores and restaurants, or the top ones at least. You want to know about all the medical facilities, the airports. You know, you really need to take some time to consider A, what your audience wants, and B, how to deliver those things to them. So that long form content is great because you have way more length essentially for value. So consider creating more long form content because we are now in the day of age. In the day and age where it's everything is short. Short videos, 15 seconds here, 30 seconds there. But at the end of the day, you are not getting the depth and the value from short little videos like that. It might be a cool hook and you're interested and then you might want to reach out to somebody. But for someone that wants to sink their teeth in a little bit better, they want to understand something a little bit more before actually reaching out to you. That is a very helpful thing for the user. So just consider maybe introducing some more long form content for your business. Next on my list is going to be about video content. You guessed it. I know, of course, I had to throw this in there because videos are highly engaging and can significantly improve the time that users are spending on your website. So incorporating video content into your SEO strategy can be beneficial, especially since search engines increasingly are showing videos in search results. I love that for some of my clients that are very video heavy. You'll go into Google and type their business name and some of their YouTube videos or Instagram videos are popping up. And I love that because it humanizes your business. It also shows that you're out there doing more than just, you know, offering a discount and hoping people walk in the door. So doing more will get you better results, but you have to take the time to put together a strategy, maybe consult with somebody like me. Even if I don't do the work for you, let's at least sit down, have a little consultation to talk and plan about what you need to do to get more business. But video content is extremely powerful. It humanizes you. People feel like they can connect to you more. So adding that video content onto your website can be a very, very powerful thing. Last but not least is going to be mobile first indexing. Now, Google predominantly uses the mobile version of the content on your website for indexing and ranking. So ensuring that your site is mobile friendly, it's literally not optional in today's world. It is absolutely essential. So if people are going to your website on their phone and it's still showing them this janky, not properly sized website, it's hard to find things, to navigate, to, you know, contact you. Those are serious problems that you need to look into. Because again, that is being mobile friendly in today's world is not optional. It's a necessity. So I hope you at least learned some things today. I know that was a lot of technical SEO jargon. Some of you have probably bowed out a while ago because you couldn't handle it. But I appreciate those of you that stayed with me because, again, at the end of the day, as a small business owner, even if you hire someone like me to manage things like this for you, you need to have a basic concept and understanding of what it is, how to use it, and what you should at least be doing to implement a strategy. So for those of you who come back to me next week, I'm actually going to be diving into a topic that is a game changer for any business. And that is talking about managing past customer and new leads and creating workflows to basically stay in front of these people, because you don't have the time every day to be following up with people. Now, I'm not getting you out of your job because you still need to be picking up the phone and doing that. However, there are automated campaigns and workflows that you can build in systems like a CRM that will help you stay in touch with people, follow up with people. The leads that you're getting need to be worked and nurtured. People do not just typically convert unless it's a referral. So you got to do some work in creating that strategy. I'll be exploring on how to craft effective campaigns that assist, not replace, your efforts in staying connected with past clients while simultaneously engaging those new leads. Kind of think of it as adding an extra set of hands to your marketing team. I'll be also discussing strategies to re-engage those who already love your company and techniques to capture the interest of potential new clients. So, whether you're looking to nurture long-term relationships or spark new connections, next week's episode is going to be packed with actionable insights and innovative ideas to bolster your outreach efforts. So don't miss out on that opportunity to elevate your business engagement strategy. It is going to rock. So everybody, that's it for me over here at the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you learned something today that you didn't know before, I'd just love it if you'd rate and subscribe to the podcast so that way you'll be notified the second my next episode is released. I hope you all enjoyed today. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you on the next one.